USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed is again paying off with major dividends. A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December. Hurricane Iota is rapidly gaining strength and is now a Category 4. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft has clocked the sustained winds at 155 miles an hour. Iota is expected to slam into the Nicaraguan coast Monday night into Tuesday morning as a Category 5 hurricane. Officials are saying this could drop 40 inches of rain in some areas. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President Trump supporters, hundreds of thousands deep, according to D.C. police estimates, swelled the streets of Washington, D.C. Saturday. Their message is clear. Stop the steal. With the integrity of America's election on the line, Pennsylvania voters came out in support of election transparency. This identified Pennsylvania voter tied the 2020 election to what a communist nation would do.
It seems like communism is spreading in America faster than this virus is, so it's kind of a play on words to stop this spread. We've seen a lot of other nations fall to the tyranny of communism, like Russia and China, other Southeast Asian countries, Central American countries, even Venezuela. We have to realize we cannot let that happen here in America, because our fall will be much worse than all those other countries. And as goes this nation, so goes the world.
The Crew Dragon spacecraft, Resilience, safely reached the ISS around 11 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. The three American, one Japanese crew will work at the station for the next 6 months. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dustin Johnson won the 2020 Masters Golf Tournament at 20 under, 5 strokes ahead of Australia's Cameron Smith and Sung Jae Im of South Korea. Dustin reflects on the final day.
You know, getting off to the start that I did, a birdie 3, which was good, and then 4, bogeyed 4 and 5. Even though they weren't, like, bad shots, you know, I still gave myself good looks for par on both the holes and hit good putts. So, you know, I still didn't let it bother me too much, and then, you know, hit a great shot into 6 and made a birdie. That kind of settled me down a little bit. And then after that, I really drove the ball really well from there to the house. And, you know, obviously it's a tough day. It's always tough to get it done in a major, no matter how good you're playing. It's hard. I was nervous all day. I could feel it. I mean, you know, the Masters to me is, you know, it's the biggest tournament. It's the one that I wanted to win the most. And so, yeah, I mean, I felt it all day. And, you know, I'm just very proud of the way I handled myself and the way I finished off the golf tournament.
Dustin Johnson won the 2020's Masters and set a scoring record at 20 under par, 2 strokes better than the former record held jointly by Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth. Cam Newton and the New England offense beat Lamar Jackson's Ravens in a rainy primetime matchup of Sunday Night Football. The final score was 23-17 in the AFC showdown. The Ravens' record drops to 6-3, while the struggling New England Patriots improved to 4-5. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.